USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is speaking out about his longtime friend and ally, Roger Stone, being sentenced to 40 months in prison.
And I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest, because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas, continues.
Roger was never involved in the Trump campaign for president. He wasn't involved. I think early on, long before I announced, he may have done a little consulting work or something, but he was not involved when I ran for president.
Dozens of House Democrats are asking major banks not to fund oil drilling in Anwar. The Hill is reporting the letter signed by 33 lawmakers comes after Goldman Sachs announced it would not finance any new drilling or exploration in the Arctic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
An aging rock and roll pioneer is recording again. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Eighty-four-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis had a stroke last year. He says he never thought he'd ever play the piano again. But now he's back in the studio with producer T-Bone Burnett. And Lewis tells Rolling Stone he was only planning to sing on this new album, but he discovered once he was in the studio that he could, in fact, still play the piano, despite his mobility issues. Lewis saying he couldn't believe it. No set release date for the new Jerry Lee Lewis album, but they promised that it's coming. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a record number of contributions were made to the campaigns of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during last night's debate in Las Vegas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Six Democrats took the stage in Las Vegas for a heated debate. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has some of the highlights.
Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg went head-to-head right at the beginning.
Our campaign is about issues. It's about fighting for the working families and the middle class. It is not about vicious attacks on other people.
Senator, when you say that you disown these attacks and you didn't personally direct them, I believe you.
Well, thank you. But
at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, why did this pattern arise?
Others, like Elizabeth Warren, went after the newcomer.
When Mayor Bloomberg was busy blaming African Americans and Latinos for the housing crash of 2008, I was right here in Las Vegas, literally, just a few blocks down the street, holding hearings on the banks that were taking away homes from millions of families.
Thank you, Wendy. One of the other things folks are talking about was protesters interrupting Joe Biden's closing remarks regarding immigration and deportations. Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson on Fox News responds to those protesters.
The former vice president has said it took us a while to get it right. And I know what he's referring to. First, we created DACA in 2012. That was created by my predecessor, Janet Napolitano. And then in March 2014, like my third or fourth month into the job, President Obama said to me, hey, let's figure out a more humane way to do this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.